This is a 357 public service announcement. Wake up, wake up, time to get it in. Just put your game face on, it's time to start grinding. So put your time in, it's all about the timing. Hand to the pad, now I'm autograph signing. I'm still finding my way up out these Netherlands. Soaring like I'm Peter Pan, flying over Neverland. I hope I never land, cause I'm so clever. And any given circumstance, I never seem irrelevant. Oh, how you reveling and marvel at my greatness. I wanna be successful, man, I'm trying to get where Drake is. Throwing back my ties in Houston, Atlanta, Vegas. I got Mars with me, he's sitting where Trey is. Go, go, gadget, gadget going, save it to your playlist. I know we had to make it, yo, I know the haters hate this. Here comes a brand new flavor in your ear. Hearing impaired, sign it out so we're clear.
Man, that's your boy Ice Mike checking in. 357 Zone. Live in the mix on this lovely, 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 lovely Tuesday evening, 5 o'clock, Chapter Jam. You know how we do right here, 357 Zone. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Shout out to my new co-host checking in. TJ, what it do, Lay?
What it do? It is Studio on the air with you guys. Hey, everybody out there.
Hey, everybody out there.
They didn't hear it. They just did like a little silent wave. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up, man. Live in the mix, man. Right here, 357 Zone. You know your boy Ice Mike. Feel free to follow me, check in Facebook and Twitter at Ice Mike, ICEMYKE357. Feel free to call in. You got some shit you want to get off your chest at Traffic Jam, 646-378-0298. We got some shit you want to get off your chest. Miss TJ got some good topics and shit she's going to be going over today. So you guys better be ready because, you know, you got to be scared. Don't be scared. We'll talk to you before
don't
you get on time.
Scared.
Yeah, don't be scared. We'll talk to you. We'll pre-screen you and stuff. You know what I'm saying? It ain't going to be no, you know, we put you on live.
Just yeah, we ain't going to kill you, know. It'll be fine.
We'll take it easy. But it just don't get it. This is a grown folk show. But you better be grown about your business. And if you don't like it, you know, like I always say, change the station.
Change the station.
Anyway, man. It's going down, man. You know, I got to give a shout out to all my barbershops tuning in, checking in right now. Shout out to them guys at Precision Cuts, 221 North College Street, right here in Auburn, Alabama. Man, they turned up live in the mix down there. Holler at man, Kente, a.k.a. Whippersnapper, Ron the Barber, OJ Juice Man on the head, man. The Selvins are on the wrong. That's right, Precision Cuts, 221 North College Street, right here in Auburn, Alabama. Make sure you holler at them. And then, of course, if you don't want to go deep down in Auburn, you want to stay on the outskirts of Auburn, call that Upscale Barber and Salon, 1935 D South College Street. That's my little cousin, man. Derek Levitt, man. Holla at Derek, man. Him and my homegirl Tamika, we all went to high school together, family business, man. Check them out, man. I'm telling you, we got a lot of great things coming here. 357 Zone, man. That's what we do. You know, we got a lot of people we're going to be putting on. As long as they fuck with us. But they ain't fucking with us, we ain't fucking with them. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But, Ms. CJ, did you have any shout outs or any promotionals you got?
I just want to give a shout out to Merce Anderson Automotive on Troy Highway. Y'all should go check them out. They fix it all. And they got low prices. So y'all go holler at George. He's awesome. He's hot for you. I wanted to kind of throw out there about there's an up and coming organization getting started called LACE, Ladies of Calhoun Change and Empowerment, focusing on young teenage girls. So I just wanted to kind of let y'all know about that. I'll update y'all with you know more developments and what they got going on. I wanted to also give a shout out for all y'all out there that know where Livingston, Alabama is. Okay, I just want to give a shout out to Livingston, Alabama. I know some of y'all out there like, where the hell that's at? Yes, it's a little town. But we represent, though. We definitely represent down there. I wanted to just give my condolences over the air again to my friend Avery Williams, who passed away Friday night in a car accident. We love you. That's pretty much all I got to say for right this second.
Oh, okay.
So that's just how you do.
I mean, you know, I'm taking notes over here. I'm trying to write and stuff and listen and shit. You talking about? I'm trying to Google Livingston, Alabama. Can I see what the hell that is? Is that
really?
I my bad. I'm saying magazine.
You probably gonna Google it later on, low key though. I know it's okay.
Yeah, when you leave, I'm going to be Googling it again.
Uh-huh.
357's on, man. I know y'all ain't sitting here listening to talk all day, man. We're going to get back to some of these topics. We're going to drop a couple of these tracks by these artists, man. My apologies for this past weekend. I was out on assignment, man, DJing a little birthday party, man. We were turned up in the mix, you know. So we're going to get back to business. Still turned up. We're going to get back in this thing, man. Your boy Ice Mike. Girl, Miss TJ. 357 zone. In this time, cuz. You know what I'm saying? I got a song just for the ladies. This just for you, Miss TJ, since you out there, you know, doing your thing.
Okay.
Next song is All I Need. It's Alicia LaRue. You heard it right here. 357 zone. Lego.
All right.
I'll
pass
back a person some good stress. A whole lot of puns and a quarter of the loud. A cold shot of yes, then show me what a stage has. Then I'ma do me, I'ma do me. Watch me do me. I'm bad. Miss Michael Jackson, pass me a contract, singing and rapping. Hit you with the trap, niggas got me trapping. Clubbing with the thug, niggas smoking and laughing. Joking, good coke, got me floating. All the week on, bitch, roll them roaches. Take another shot with me, let's get toasted. Nigga tryna holler, but he gotta be the bogus. Boy, I need rap, boy, get back. The nigga that I'm fucking is a nigga with his stats. But it will be digging in the club, keep up. The nigga kinda cute, but his outfit sucks. My people bout pepper, they begin to develop. All the real bitches that can hear me know what's up. Independent women, take your drink and hold it up. Tell them lean, hit the stage and tow it up. A pass back, a person, some British rap. A whole lot of blunts and a quarter of a loud pack. A cold shot of yet, then show me what it's really fast. Then I'ma do me,
I'ma do me.
Watch me do me. A pass back, a person, some British rap. A whole lot of blunts and a quarter of a loud pack. A cold shot of yet, then show me what it's really fast. Then I'ma do me,
I'ma do me.
And you've been talking all night about how you do it right. Go ahead. all night. But how you can do it, tell me, do it right. Got them bottles popping, oh no. Got me thinking about your ego. What it is, shorty, what's up? We gon' get up out of this club. Come on, back it up. Come on, back it up. Oh yeah. It's the end of the night and you've been talking all night about how you do it right.
Go ahead, back it up.
End of the night and you've been talking all night about how you do it right.
Go ahead, back it up.
End of the night and you've been talking all night about how you do it right.
Go ahead, back it up.
End of the night and you've been talking all night about how you do it right.
Go ahead, back it up.
Come on, baby. Show me what you got.
Back it up.
Yeah. What it is, shorty, what you gon' do? Got my purse waiting on you. Seems like you're hesitating. I got you shook. Now why you shaking, baby? I know that look. Looks like you're nervous, baby. I don't buy it. Now make a move, ain't got all night. Think fast. Pal hat. Check your ass, can't cash. Now what it is, shawty, you said. Taking back everything you said. Now back it up. Come on, back it up. Oh yeah. It's the end of the night and you've been talking all night about how you do it right. Just be about it. You've been talking about it. Gon' be about it. Stop talking about it. Just be about it. If you gon' talk about it, then be about it. Don't talk about it. Just be about it. You've been talking about it. Gon' be about it. Stop talking about it. If you gon' talk about it, then be about it. Don't talk about it.
Go ahead.
You've been talking about it. Gon' be about it.
I can't lie, won't lie, it's amazing.
Man, it's your boy Ice Mike checking back in, man. Tripping out in the damn studio with TJ, man. Let me tell y'all something. I told you, have your homeboys, your homegirls, your friends on the show with you, man. I'm telling you, this is the funny shit. So. So. The song you all just heard, man, was J. Marsh, man, his remake of Sierra's Body Party. Y'all make sure y'all check J. Marsh out, man, and the AJ Marsh and Twitter. The song before that was Kaylin Knight out of New York, New York. Back It Off. Y'all can hit Miss Kaylin Knight up at OKKKOKAE.
Okay.
Kaylin Knight, man, up in New York, man. Y'all make sure y'all hit her up, man. That was her with Back It Off. And starting that song out was All I Need by Miss Alicia LaRue. You know what I'm saying? We all working on the video real soon. We're on the shot team. You know what I'm saying? So y'all make sure y'all stay tuned, man. 357's on Ice Mike. We got some things coming, you know? You dig? So, no, that wasn't me singing, TJ, you know what I'm saying? That was J. Marsh. I can sing in the shower.
I thought you were trying to get it. I thought you were trying to, you know, test it out, see where you can get with it. But, you know, hey.
Wow. There was a lot going
on.
It's all good. It's all good. Well, I think we got the Bishop on the line here, man, out of ATL, man. I'm going to see if we can go ahead and pull him on this conversation, man. Let's see if we can introduce you to the Bishop. You're live on the air with your boy Ice Mike and your TJ, 357 Zone. Who are we speaking with?
This is none other than the Bishop, Lucius Leftfoot, coming to you live from the ATL, checking in my boy Ice Mike and TJ in the 357 Zone. Hallelujah. I can't hear nothing you say. Oh, I'm doing just fine. We're checking in now. I was trying to see my boy Ice Mike today on my way back to the ATL, but due to technical difficulties, aka his phone being on silent, we missed each other.
Now, TJ, you are. For the show, Bishop tripping, man.
The bishop don't trip, cause the bitch, only time the bishop gonna fall is when he pimps. Pimps don't fall. You understand what I'm saying? I'm in it to win it.
Okay then.
Believe that. But I have a few words, Ice Mike. I have a few words of wisdom for the people out there today.
Okay, go ahead.
And the word of wisdom is two words. Be real. The world, we are tired of fake people. If you ain't going to do something, don't say you're going to do it and don't do it. If you ain't going to be real, stop wasting my time, stop wasting your time, get the hell on. Point blank, that is it in a nutshell. You can put two nuts in it if you want to. We'll holler at you. It's time for people to keep it 100. Not only keep it 100 for themselves, but keep it 100 for everybody else. Because everybody ain't got time for no bull crap. I'm tired of crap. I'm tired of folks saying they're going to do something, they ain't doing it. Everybody talking about what we need to do, what we're going to do, and ain't nobody doing a doggone thing. The bishop is tired of it because the bishop is in the house. Glory. Glory.
It's time to keep it real.
I'm tired. Look, let me tell you. It's one thing that I hate: a person that say they're gonna do so much and then don't do a doggone thing. That irks the bishop nerves. The bishop tired of it, and the bishop gonna let you have it. I'm gonna start calling names soon. Do it again.
Making the bishop
manage
our better.
I want to give a special shout out to this fine red bone I saw on TV the other day, and she got this long, long white hair. Her name is Paula Deen. Paula Deen, you fired. You fired. Paula Deen, she fired. I don't like to help her no more. I don't want her none of her recipes. I don't want nothing to do with Paula Deen. Now, everybody trying to be politically correct talking about, hey, how come we could call each other the N-word? And she said one time, no, it ain't about that. It goes past the N-word. We talking about discrimination in the workplace. How other folks, other nationalities, other races can get promotions and a black person been on a job 7-8 years and can't even get a raise?
Now, I agree with
that. Y'all better wake y'all monkey behind. I can't say what I want to say because I don't cuss no more. But y'all better wake y'all monkey behinds up and start smelling the coffee. How you think we got doggone Hispanics coming over here owning corporations before us? It's set up like that. Why? Because they know they own them folk. They took the land from them in the first place. Y'all better hear me.
Yeah.
Y'all better hear me. The bishop talking today, I'm tired of Ice Mike. And the FBI, if you hear it, yeah, it's the bishop Lucius left foot. It's me. I hear you. If you're tapping my phone line, yeah, I know it. If you're going to tap some in my bank account. Put me a couple of zeros in there.
There
they
go.
The bishop left foot is in the house.
Hey, bishop, if it happens, you didn't holler at me, man. You know what I'm saying? Let me take a trip then.
Hey. I'm going to go to Mexico and round up all of my brothers from the diaspora, and we're going to reunite the tribes of Israel, and we're going to get it going. You ever notice that? You can go to any nationality. You can go to the Hispanics. It's going to always be a dark one in there. Why? Because we all from Africa. They don't want y'all to know that, but the bishop going to tell the truth.
Hey.
It's called the diaspora.
We all from Africa. Why you think white folk bury their folk so quick? Why? Because they turn back black. Because they black anyway. They bury their twin.
You better preach, preacher.
The bitch of my foot is in the high. Ooh, ooh. I'm in the high. Yeah, DJ.
What's going on with the play?
Let me put the man of the hour on the phone about the play. Hold on one second.
Let's talk Andre.
Hey, what's going on, Ice Mike?
Andre, what's up, man? You and the bishop over there.
Yeah, man. Man, this dude crazy, man. But check this out, man. August the 8th through the 18th, man. Right there at 9:45 downtown Atlanta, the West End Performing Arts Center, 9:45 Ralph B. Abernathy Boulevard, man. The Secrets We Keep, Monique Shaw's. The Secrets We Keep going to go up, man. This is an awesome show, man. Awesome cast. I'm telling y'all. If you want to know how it would affect a family to keep a secret, y'all need to come see this play, man. It's going to be off the chain, man. It's going to be off the chain. Yours truly starring in it, man. The dates are going to be August the 8th through the 18th. We're doing a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday, we're going to have the evening show goes up at 8 o'clock. On Saturday, we're going to have a 3 o'clock matinee and an 8 o'clock show. And on Sunday, we're going to have a 3 o'clock matinee. And that's the 8th through the 10th. And then the 16th through the 18th is the same thing over again. Fridays, 8 o'clock. Saturdays, 3 o'clock matinee and 8 o'clock. And on Sundays, a 3 o'clock matinee. Y'all, tickets go on sale July 1st. You can go to www.MoniqueShawProductions.com. And go ahead and get your tickets in advance. We're going to have some ticket specials running also. So y'all might want to jump on it. We got, like, preferred seating. You want to go ahead and jump on it now because it's limited seating, y'all. I'm telling you, it's going to be off the chain. It's going to be off the chain.
Okay, that's what's up.
We might need to holler at Miss Shaw, man, on one of them Saturdays. You know, I got my show. We got our show on Saturday. We need to do a red carpet.
Hey, it ain't nothing too much to do it, big dog. Hey. Well, I'm telling you, it's about to pop out this year, man. They don't know. I'm telling you. I got some stuff on the table right now, man. It's about to get real. Y'all be on the lookout. I'm telling y'all, 357, y'all better keep it in your head. I know what it means. I might know what it means. To be one, ask one. Holler at your boy. You feel me? Anyway, I'm a pure, unadulterated goat rider. If you want to know how to ride one,
man.
Come holler at me. Come holler at me. Yes, sir. We traveling. We living to the east. Huh? I like your boy. Yes, sir. Y'all better ask somebody. 357, it's jumping off. Y'all better get ready. I'm telling you. Hey, don't be like Miami Heat fans jump on the bandwagon when they start winning. If you ain't on the wagon now, we'll holler at you. Yeah, you feel me?
We will. We will holler at you.
No new friends. No new friends.
We'll holler at you. No new friends. Hey, if you I'm gonna be real with you. It's five people in the world I know. They got my back wherever I go. All I gotta do is call them. You feel me? And I'm number three out of that five. We talking about the fail five. Yes, sir. Y'all don't know nothing about that. Y'all don't know. If you ain't on duty, you better get on your post. If you ain't, you finna get left. I'm telling you now. 357 Zone, Ice Mike, TJ, nice to meet you. Glad to hear on the airways. They don't know. They don't understand. It's a lot deeper than what they think it is. You know. But hey, down, keep down. Haters keep hating. It's like the Bible says, he shall prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. You can't have a table unless you have enemies. So y'all keep hating. And I'm going to holler at you.
All right. That's what's up. We want you to call back.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Most definitely.
That's what's up, man. Well, like I said, man, y'all see we got a lot of things going on. Miss TJ falling in suit, you know what I'm saying? TJ,
what's up?
Well, since you're on the line, man, we got to let Miss TJ, she got, you know, a couple of these topics that she want to, you know, discuss. So we got to make sure you and the Bishop get in on, you know, a couple of TJ. We got to really bring TJ in, you know what I'm saying? We got to cross in, you know, we got to double dutch in and shit. We got to take her over.
Yeah. Hey, you got to go through initiation.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Come on, Miss TJ, what you got for us today? Me and Miss Andre.
Oh, hey. Okay, so everybody, you should know I'm a big entertainment, big reality TV. I'm always in the news, always trying to see what these people got going on that we looking at on our TV every day. So in so many words, I guess you could say, well, I'm kind of nosy. I don't know. We ain't going to say that. But I want to talk about this Miss Jocelyn. Y'all have been some speculations that Miss Jocelyn Hernandez of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta may be becoming a new housewife of Atlanta.
I heard about that.
You heard about that?
Yeah, they said she's supposed to be crossing over to, that's why the whole, her and Stevie, that's why her and Stevie kind of separated, because she was leaving the show any fucking way to go to Real Housewives of Atlanta.
I ain't feeling that.
I'm going to tell y'all like this right here.
Hey, y'all, hold on. Just to let y'all know, Sports Talk, man, Liam just checked in. So we got Sports Talk checking in the building, too, in the studio. So
that's what
I'm
saying.
So go ahead. What you were saying, Bish?
I'm not feeling that, y'all. I mean, Jocelyn, she ain't married to nobody. Why? I just want to know why. I just want somebody to tell me why.
I'm going to tell you why. What we looking at is... It's called ratings. It's called a reality TV, and the reality is, perception is reality. They doing stuff for ratings. Everybody knows this. How in the hell can you be a housewife if you ain't married? You can't turn a whore into a housewife. Jocelyn,
that's so true.
You a whore. You cannot be a housewife. Hey, only way she can be a housewife, to get delivered. She need delivered. She need to go to church, get on the altar, and get baptized in the holy oil, and take a good, nice, hot, long bath in some holy water and get some of that nastiness off because she's nasty. That's what you need to do. And secondly, everybody know they're doing stuff for ratings, man. You got to look at it. We're in the ATL, man. You know what I'm saying? Some in and everything going in the ATL. People do anything for ratings. Come on, y'all.
That's kind of true.
How can you? Look, if Kenya ain't even know how his wife. She ain't even married, but she on there. Why?
Because
of ratings. It's all about ratings. I feel as if you don't qualify to be an Atlanta housewife unless you are a wife, unless you got a house.
Unless you're a wife. Any other housewives, Beverly Hills, OC,
no,
any of
no.
Them shouldn't be housewives if they ain't married, but you got the ones on there just floating on there, ain't married,
look,
ain't even nobody.
In this industry, it's not about what you know. It's about who you know. This producer, hey, we're going to send Jocelyn over there, man. You know what I'm saying? Because everything ain't panning out with her and Stevie. Hell, that helper can't even talk. Why the hell is she going to be on a TV show she can't even talk?
Well,
I'm not really feeling that move right there, Jocelyn being a new housewife. I don't think I might even tune in after that. I don't know. It got to be from no, no good stuff going on there for me to really probably watch that one.
No, they
can
have it.
Love and hip hop. Yeah,
I hate to bust in on y'all conversation and everything, man. This land for sports talk, but I got a question for y'all. Do y'all think that the type of women they got on Atlanta Housewives and Love and Hip Hop kind of stereotype the black women, reason why a lot of niggas say that women ain't hitting on them because you see all the drama for the ratings and all that kind of stuff, and a lot of folks just feeding into it too much.
Dude,
I kind of agree with that a little bit.
Now, see, me personally, I look at it as they people do things because that's how they want to paint the black woman. You know what I'm saying? That's how the media wants to paint the black woman. See, they want to strip the black woman of her dignity. They want to strip her of her personality. They want to strip her of being the strong woman that she is. And so they can paint that picture. But why not get some reality shows about some women lawyers or some women business leaders instead of some women hoes? I'm tired of that. If you're going to be a hoe, be a hoe. You know what I'm saying? We don't got to see you on TV. We can go right down there at some of these clubs. We can go right there. We can go to Walmart and see a hoe. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got to watch Lifetime. We ain't got to watch, you know what I'm saying? We can see that. You know what I'm saying? But see, they stripping the woman. They are actually stripping the respect from the black woman. So that's why it's comfortable for men to call them bitches and hoes, because that's what they want to see them as. You see what I'm saying? But I guarantee that they'll get intimidated by a strong black woman. They ain't going to put that on TV.
That's
so
true. They put women of power and position, you know, like Phaedra, the Housewives of Atlanta, she's a lawyer. You know, a lot of them have, you know, things going on, but they maximize on the drama that they have going on in their life instead of what they're doing professionally. You know, they focus on what's going on in the house.
It's all about ratings. It's all about the ratings. If this works, if they want drama for this, they're going to keep going with the drama. You know what I'm saying? If this person sleeping with that person, hey, that sells. If this girl don't like this woman over here, they got beef, or they gonna hype that, and then they gonna split it in episodes and keep it going. This producer gonna go back behind the scenes and tell this one, okay, she talking about you, she don't like you. Well, I heard this. Where you heard it from? Hell, we ain't see where you heard it from, but the producer told you. It's all a setup, man, for ratings. That's all, man. But I love my strong black women. That's why I married me a strong black woman. I ain't got nothing against no other races. But I saw my mom. My mom raised us, you know what I'm saying? And I married somebody that's strong like that. So everybody, man, get you a sister. All the sisters ain't stupid. All the sisters ain't gold diggers.
My bad.
We got to take a pause for the call. You know, we got to play some more of this music, man. Enjoy the conversation. Enjoy the Bishop checking in. Enjoy Liam Sports Talk checking in. You know what I'm saying? TJ holding it down. You know, the only female in this thing. Holding this thing up. With your boy Ice Mike 357 is on.
Rep, baby, rep it.
357.
And we'll be right back. Y'all stay tuned. 357 is on. Let go.
Count me out, count me, count me.
to me texting, and I replied to your message. You wasn't crying, and baby, let me arrest it. I'm crazy, you nasty. I like it. I like it.
First of all,
Man, it's your boy Ice Mike checking back in. 357 Zone, live in the mix with your boy
Ice Mike. We got the Bishop on the line. We got TJ holding it down. We got Sports Talk somewhere around here. He came around. I think he probably, you know, doing some Sports Talk stuff at the pool or something. I don't know. So, what's going on, everybody? We back on this thing. Oh, the song you just heard, my bad. The song you just heard was LB and Precise. How You Feel, holding it down in Orlando, Florida. LB was on the show last Tuesday, man. Y'all make sure y'all check her new album out, Abstract. She dropped the people on me, man. So y'all make sure we got going on. Bishop, you all right over there?
Oh, the Bishop is fine, son. The Bishop is
okay. Like I said, that was LB, man, you know, out of Orlando, Florida. Y'all make sure y'all check her out, man. Facebook and Twitter, Precise. Holding it down out of Orlando. Before that was Your Suave and Distant Lover out of Columbus, Georgia. There you go. Columbus, Georgia. Yes. I'm getting you guys. Bear with me. Got a lot going on over here.
You all right now.
That was everybody. Oh, yeah. My bad. Starting off with Tasha Couture, my bad. Grandma Woodward, Tasha Couture. You know what I'm saying? Count me out. Y'all make sure y'all check us out, man. 357 is on your boy Ice Mike holding it down live. Auburn, Alabama, War Damn Eagle for all my War Eagle fans here. We got a few more days, a few more months, a few more weeks before football season.
It's a new day.
It's a new day. What's up, TJ? What you got in your mind, lady? It's your time.
I'm listening to you.
Whatever you got on your phone or your microphone, you need to take it out. I don't see that. It's not like you're eating the microphone.
That ain't working. It's like you hungry?
So, yeah, I'm striking. Okay, don't act like y'all phone's going to go out now. You know they'll go out.
Oh, okay. What kind of phone you got?
I got a Magic.
Ooh, a Magic.
Don't let me get on T-Mobile.
No, no. She got a.
T-Mobile.
She got a
damn wild hotspot on my damn BlackBerry. I can't do my damn radio show when I'm on the road. T-Mobile, I'm calling your ass out. Get it straight.
I'm calling T-Mobile out like they want for that, but it's all good though. We gonna work together.
I ain't got nothing against you, Mo, but I got the Galaxy S4. You know, but see, I'm going to tell y'all something. These phones, they call them smartphones, but they dumb as hell. I ain't lying. These are dumb phones. They call you want to call. They hang up. They do some of the stupidest stuff in the world. But they all right with me, though. I got the S4, but it's all right. Whatever.
Where are you with the S4? Let me find out.
What's going on, TJ?
So there was this girl in Georgia, middle school girl. She got prevented from playing football for two reasons. She was prevented from playing football for the little boys. They were, you know, they didn't want them to think impure thoughts. But the girl actually had some success on the team, you know, playing. She had, you know, won games for them and. She has success on the team, but she was prevented this year from playing. Now, that's caused a little controversy because, of course, you know, everybody, different people feel differently. So I was on Alabama.com, and they took a poll on that situation. 45% of the voters felt like girls should not play football for whatever reason, whether it be positional, you know, gender reasons, you know. They felt like, you know, 45%, but that's a good little number, you know, to feel it, to have an opposing view. So I was trying to see what y'all felt about that.
Well, me personally, being a father of three, I have two boys who are 11 and they play football, you know. They're on the little youth football team, and football is a hard sport. Now, if you got if your daughter out there playing football, and somebody comes in there and clean her clock and bust her head to the white meat, we don't want to hear nothing. You know, I teach my boy not to hit a female, you know, but if she got on shoulder pads and a jersey, they gonna knock out. I'm telling you, not.
But, okay, but what if this girl, what if she's strong? What if she in turn knocking the boys out? You know,
now,
what about that?
I'm gonna be real. if she a beast, then I don't have no problem with them playing. But at the same time, when they get hit and get knocked out, I don't want to hear about, oh, she a girl. No, you had your panties on before. Now you're putting on drawers. You're putting drawers on now. So don't get mad when you get hit, but like you got on drawers. You know.
Okay.
I don't feel that should be. Man, you got to be mad.
How you feel about that?
Them nigga hard. Okay. They ain't tough.
I'm like this. I mean, like you said, I got kids, you know, and you know my oldest daughter. Okay, we made her tough. That little Negro right there. I mean, I'm happy she didn't get no disciplinary from this damn stuff. You know what I'm saying? I know she can play football and test nigga ass up, but I think for the most part, I look at it as, you know what I'm saying? You look at a woman's body, we was always taught that it's a temple, and you got to cherish that temple. And if you get beat up and doing all this and you plan on having kids or whatever one day, what's going to happen? That might affect you having kids. So what about your husband that's to be? You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
what about,
that's true.
You know what I'm saying? The things that you have to, you know, overcome. And, like, that's why they tell a lot of women, cherish your body. That's your temple. Because
yeah,
you know, women are life to. Women, you bear life. You can hold life. So you go around and beating it up, whether it's internally, externally, emotionally, you know what I'm saying, spiritually, whatever. What's going to happen when you get married and decide you want to have kids and you got a prolonged life?
You know what I'm saying? And on top of that, you got to look at it in a broader spectrum and in the long run. You know, if you mess yourself up young, you know what I'm saying? You don't put into jeopardy for a temporary pleasure for longevity, because in the long run, it may come back to bite you. If it makes sense, you know what I'm saying. You know, you can get hit in the stomach, and your wound get messed up. You know what I'm saying. You can't even bear children.
Yep.
Or you can have any kind of accident, and that's gonna, you know what I'm saying, debilitate you for the rest of your life. You know what I'm saying. You gotta be cautious. The same thing go for men, but to me,
yeah, guys,
I play ball. You know what I'm saying. Hey, we play ball. We got down. You know what I'm saying. So it has come to a point to where I think, me personally, I don't want to sound sexist, but I think football should be left to the men. That's just my opinion.
Okay.
I'm not saying, hey, go sit on the sideline and just put on a little skin but chill uniform. No. But at the same time, you got to look at it. A woman is easy to get breast cancer. You know, a lot of contact to the chest, they can form those, you know what I'm saying, those bruises, they can turn to cancer. You know, things like that, their bodies are not made to be beat up on like that. If you can't, if a man can't put their hands on you illegally, they shouldn't put no hit on you legally. So I don't think you should be there.
Okay, right. So what about this then? Now, I agree with everything you guys said, because I don't feel like, you know, girls should really have a place in football, but I feel like in men's football, but I feel like they should be prevented from playing maybe girl on girl football.
Nah, they play it. That's fine. I mean, because it's like
the
rules are different. You know what I'm saying? Shoulder pads are different. Everything is their whole getup is totally different because it's catered for the female. So that's fine.
Cause
yeah,
but they have what they call the lingerie football league. They come on Spike TV. You know, they got some beasts out there now. You know, they do have a lingerie football league. But at the same time, it's woman on woman. You know, you got fragile versus fragile. You don't have a brick going up against a piece of glass. You see what I'm saying? So it's a different, you know.
Okay. I feel that. I feel that. I was... weighing it in my mind. You know, I feel that way. You know, different people feel different ways. You know, you got those liberal people out there that feel like, no, you know. And, you know, I'm a feminist to a certain degree, you know. You have feminists out there that feel like we shouldn't be restricted from anything, you know, regardless of how tough it is. We should be given the same opportunity. So I just want to see how I felt about that one, you know, about how, you know, about that.
That's what's up, man. Hey, like I said, man.
I want to give a shout out to y'all up there. So I want to give a shout out to Auburn. Just a little quick thing. I just found out they won, you know, accolades, you know, for their fashion design program. They were ranked second in the top 15 of my fashion programs in the country. So I just wanted to give a shout out to that. That's all.
War damn eagle.
Wiggle, wiggle.
Wiggle, wiggle.
Wiggle,
wiggle. We got style. We got class. We got pizzazz. Hey, while I'm on this too.
Oh, man, look at him.
While I'm on this too, man, y'all make sure y'all don't forget, it goes down the BMW Social Club, man. First annual ball, July 26th to the 27th in Opelika at the Quality Inn, man. They got the room rates at $54.99, but you gotta make sure it's on the BMW Social Club. It's $25 for the entire weekend. That Friday night is hospitality from 12 to 4. And then Friday night is that black and white casual party from 7 to 12 a.m. And then, of course, Saturday, you know what I'm saying, it's the luncheon from 12 to 2 p.m. Then you got hospitality from 2 to 4. And then that night is a BYOB affair. You know how to go down in here, Lee County. But it's a semi dress for press from 8 to 12. And Disco Leroy is going to be in the mix all weekend, man. So the club, I tell you, is not responsible for no damages, no theft, no lost items during this event. So if you've got any questions, you know, JLG, that's the president of the BMW Social Club at 706-518-3302. Or my new bruh, Lenard Davis. Lenard Davis, the vice president at 334-444-8796. And that's that BMW Social Club, man. It's going down July the 26th, 27th, and finally, man. They turn it up, man. I'm telling you, we taking the streets back over, man. They taking the streets over in a positive way. Want to give a shout out to you know what I'm saying, Miss Askew Bell. They had a Stop the Violence rally right now. It's already hit the news, and it's growing. It's getting bigger. We're taking the streets back. You know, the grubs and the supplies that we started here. We met with the city people from Opelika, and I gave them my word as a DJ and as a person that's throwing parties that I'm going to help take back the streets and the club to have safe parties. So, if you shout out to the parties, these are the safe places to go. So you people that's tuning in, whether you're in ATL with FOH Entertainment, check them out at fahate.com. They're at the BQE Restaurant and Lounge, 262 Edgewood Avenue. And in Atlanta, Georgia, they do things every Saturday for the older mature crowd. Or if you're in Montgomery, Alabama, Boomerang's Bar and Grill, 5480 Atlanta Highway, Montgomery, Alabama. Make sure y'all check them out. Friday with DJ Slim, Saturday with DJ Knuckles, and DJ Freak Nasty for that 6 a.m. party. Or if you're right here in Auburn, check out the live mic, Double Trouble DJ Blackout, and see Ham and Jackie Lee singing it down on the mic at Jackie Lee's Karaoke Bar Lounge, Jackie Lee's After Hours, 2514 South College Street, right here in Auburn, Alabama. I'm telling you right now, man, we take it over. Social Table Club, Luke Film doing that thing. We definitely going to be linking up. In the fall, we got live at Auburn University campus. Salute to Alpha Phi Alpha Incorporated. Jericho Videography. We're going to be doing a lot of different things with different fall on campus. And we're going to bring that. I mean, we're going to bring it back, guys. Y'all stay tuned. B57 is on, man. And wow, we got a lot of people.
Hey,
we got a lot of people.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike. What's good?
Hey, Mike, why we're talking about the violence, man, we want to remember, I want to keep the city of Montgomery, man, in our prayers, man. They've been going through a lot lately. It's really out of hand. It's getting out of hand in Montgomery. My thing is this right here. Why every time Why every time it coming to somebody doing something positive or having a good time, you gotta everybody want to fight. What's the point? And then they don't want to fight, they want to shoot. What's the matter? You can't fight no more. You too much of a punk to put the names up. You know what I'm saying? And go to bed and then be ready to squash it. If you lose, you lose. Instead of wanting to shoot, man, real man fight. Punk shoot. I say that to your face. You want to hear me? I say it to your face. Punk shoot, real man fight. You want to see me? Come see me. I come see you. You're the man about the room.
Hey, yes, he ain't coming by
it's a Miyake. You're smelling
it. Speaking of stuff being bad in Montgomery, just today, a man died from a gunshot wound. He became from shooting himself after shooting his domestic partner. So he killed himself after he shot his domestic partner. So, yeah, it's getting bad out there, y'all.
Yeah, I see him. I'm out. Nah. The thing about it is right here, things, believe it or not, this is just the tip of the iceberg. It's time for us to get ourselves together. Each one, reach one. You know what I'm saying? The Bible tells us that we should bear the infirmities of the weak. If y'all see somebody that's down, try somebody that's down, say an encouraging word to them. You never know how far that'll go a long way. You know, say something encouraging to somebody. Don't just look at somebody and assume that they're going to be all right. You never know. You know what I'm saying? Say something positive to them. Let's start putting positivity out there. Stop being so negative. You know, that's all I got to say about that, man. I don't even want to get too touchy feeling, but y'all need to wake up, goddamn. Wake up.
Well, all right. Listen, well, everybody waking up, we're going to get some of these callers on the line. We got a couple callers on the line. We got a caller right here. Area code 904, ending in 8524. My phone's down in Florida area. We got you on the line. You're live on the air with Ice Mike, the Bishop, and Mr. TJ. Who are we speaking with? Hello?
Okay. Hey, don't call back in with that prepaid phone. Come on now. Stand up.
So he probably didn't mean hit the butt, man. Okay, well, we got another caller on the line, man. ending last 471. I mean, I'm sorry. Last four digits, 1740. You're live on AY. CJ, who are we speaking with?
What's up? This is your girl, Kiki.
What's up, Kiki?
What's up, TJ? What's up, Ice Mike? And my other film, I didn't get my name, but I'm sorry.
It's the Bishop. The Bishop. The Bishop.
Okay, Bishop. Yeah, that's yes. Right. Yes. Yeah, I've been tuned in. My bad. I'm just, you know, just calling just to give my big up to my girl, Miss TJ. That's my boo. Starting this movement.
Aww.
<Off the air. laughs> I'm just tuned in. You know, the show is great. I've been liking it. I've been tuned in to Saturday at work. You had me in that bit going crazy, communicating to my customers. So just letting you know you're doing a good job, Ice Mike.
Hey, appreciate
love you. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Kiki. Now, what I want to tell everybody else, y'all be like Miss Kiki. Don't call in from a payphone. You got to put a cord in there. Call from your cell phone or a landline.
I just hit the button by mistake, man.
That way you, Kiki. That way Kiki, bitch. That way me. That way me.
I'm just saying, Kiki.
It wasn't me, Ice Mike. I promise you, dude.
No.
I was listening. I said, look at that. Somebody got scared. Yeah.
Ran out of quarters.
Well, Mr. Siki, since you called in, man, you know, give your girl a shout out, man. We got a song for you, man. And we're going to get this playing a couple more songs, man. We're going to take a little break. Miss Kiki, the song is for you, straight from Ice Mike 357 Zone. TJ, you got something to say before we go ahead and play the song?
Thank you, Miss Kiki. I love you. No, we good. You know, we come up like
Yeah, yeah. Like two queens and a queen. Well, a pie.
In other words, y'all came out like two titties in a bra. You feel me? Yeah.
I already know.
On that note,
it was fine.
Oh my God. Kiki, you gotta talk to me.
Miss Kiki, we are.
Huh?
The next song we're going to play next song is Miss Kiki. Y'all turn up, man.
357 on. Great movement.
Shake, 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 shake do it, do it. Work her body to the music, professional, and I knew it. The way she drop it down low, she be controlling that booty. Do that up and drop it low, rolling round and round she go. Where she start, nobody knows. Everybody watching knows how the baddest she know it. Look at how she throw it, make it bounce and then dip it low. Bring it back and start rolling.
These are the hoes I are irrelevant, relevant, relevant. The hoes are irrelevant, relevant.
Checking back in, live 357 zone. Shout out to DJ. Shout out to Bishop. Holding it down. Bishop, guys, DJ, y'all hanging on in there with me, man.
Yes, sir, most definitely, man. Check this out. That one song you played, man, about being on the road, man, and having that girl at home to hold it down for you. Man, I'm going to tell you something.
That's the real
man, look, being an actor myself, man, being out here in the industry, man, having to go on road and tour and stuff, man, I ain't going to lie, it's harder, though. It's a lot of temptation. But the thing that keep me grounded, man, is to know what I got back at home. You know what I'm saying? She's secure with me going out because she can trust me. Now, I ain't going to sit here and act like I'd have been this saint and this angel all my life because I haven't. You can attest to that, my brother. You
That's right.
Like
you said,
you understand?
Real.
But at the same time, you know what I'm saying? I know what I got to do. You know what I'm saying? As a husband, as a father, man, I ain't finna risk 9 years for 15 minutes of fish. You feel me? No, it ain't going to happen like that. You know what I'm saying? People tend to be attracted not to you but by what you have. You know what I'm saying? If you got a certain status, they want that status. They want to be known as a girl who got with the dude that had the status. You see what I'm saying? They call her groupie. You're thirsty. You're helper. Now look, I'm gonna tell you, it's a difference between being thirsty and being hungry. Being thirsty means you'll do any and everything to get what you got to get. The wrong things included, but when you're hungry, that means you'll grind and do the right thing to get where you got to be. You see what I'm saying? So to all y'all thirsty females, y'all need to get hungry. Stop being so thirsty. Get you some meat. Start trying to get you some milk and get you some meat. That's what I'm saying. And not the meat that you think about. I'm talking about get you a career. Get you something that's going to sustain you, something that's going to last, and not nothing that's going to give you a couple hundred dollars in your pocket and that you're going to spend up in 2 days anyway. Think about it.
Like I said, the song that y'all heard, that song he's talking about, everybody, is Irrelevant, Burnham, out of Montgomery, Alabama. And then, of course, the song you all just heard was Memory Lane, Lunatic, being a CEO, you know, one of the CEOs of We Be an Elite Music Group. Featured Joe DeBreeze and Young One. And then, of course, you know, before that was Lil Chappie and Work That Body. Featured Meg.
Yeah.
Started off with Ladies with Jay Marsh, Jay Boy, and DJ Freak Nasty. We got a call on the line, man. Just popped up, man. Area code 904. Last is 8524. We'll go ahead and bring them on the seat. We talking to Hey, you tune in 357 along with the Bishop and TJ, and of course, you're through the ice. Mike, who are we speaking with?
Hey, this is Chris. I'm calling from Florida. Y'all ain't gonna be talking about my phone either. This is Sprint. This ain't no prepaid. Don't be doing me like this now.
Hey, hold up. Okay. Hey, the area code said 904, so you know a red flag went up, so the last phone changed. So you must wish another payphone. What's up? Did you go to another payphone?
No, okay. That 904 is straight changing in Florida now. Don't do me like that.
Oh, Duval. Okay. Duval. Yeah. Okay, you good. I was just in Jacksonville.
Oh, now I'm good. Okay.
Yeah, you good.
Well, thank
I was just in Jacksonville day before yesterday, man, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. No,
no.
For the dude. Mm-hmm. Oh, I ain't trying to keep up now. Because, if you're on the prepaid, it ain't got nothing to do with me now.
You know, hey, I don't care. It is what it is.
As long as you talk.
Who is speaking with now?
Oh, my God.
Thank you. I'm calling to represent my friend, Miss TJ. You know who this is.
So TJ, you sat there and let the homegirl, we talk about the homegirl phone, you know what I'm saying? Prepaid, you still go along with it.
She ain't no good. She ain't
no
good.
She laughing. Hey, TJ laughing, throwing her 2 cents in. Duval, y'all got a trade on y'all hand.
But you know what? It's all right, though. Because me and her, we can do the same, y'all.
She know what it's all about. We straight country folks. She know what it's all about. you got too much noise on your mic. I can't hear you, girl.
Yeah, your phone messed up,
TJ.
So now we're gonna get on my phone. Okay.
TJ, go. Right. Hey, go. Hey, TJ got that track phone on here. Hey, hey, TJ got that jump phone.
I just wanted to call the hunter down. I had to hunt her down. So I had to call her on my own radio show. It's sad.
Oh my God.
That's
oh, yeah,
all right. Yeah,
okay. Oh yeah.
Hey. She in the 7 zone. She in the 357 zone. She safe. I think.
I'm safe.
She safe.
Uh-huh. But I just went to call her friends with her and bother her. She know where we go. She know we go all the way back to 7th grade. It's all good. She know where it's all about.
She know all the way back. We go too far back.
Ooh, green light, green light.
Hey, that's up, Miss TJ. You ain't even hit the phone number. That's cool though. But I'm gonna get you back later on for that. It's all right.
Cool. I got no friend. Don't get me.
This I need.
And please, y'all, please do not let her tip the same again. Please and thank you. That's all I want to say. I heard her trying to change the little anthem. Don't let her sing again, please.
That was premium, like, no quality, like, talent right there. That was premium. You can't get no.
It don't get no better than that. It don't get no better than that.
It won't get no better than that now.
That prime time, yeah. That prime time.
That's a
I also want to come here. Old boy who just called, he did kind of go ham a little bit, but I think his cars are all in the wrong place. He got a little confused to his leave saying.
But anyway, Chris?
The one that just called, talking about. Talking about what the women need to do and how the men do right. And he was a little bit confused. I don't know what he was talking about. I was just like, what? Okay. But you got 30 women that men ain't gonna do right. Huh? No. The one just called in some of the thirsty women.
Oh, that was me.
Okay.
That was you talking about thirsty women.
Yeah.
Boy.
Yes, sir. What's wrong?
Now, see, it's a different thing. No.
What is?
You got aggravated women who will take all your money, but you got smart women who can be thirsty too. You got to know the difference.
Look, my thing is right here. I know mine ain't thirsty. I'm 9 years in the game. I don't care about nobody else. I'm straight. I'm trying to help the other fellas. You know what I'm saying?
Wait,
now I'm gonna take.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Thirsty got no age limit. What you talking about?
No.
No,
I said I'm 9 years in the game. I said I know my I'm married. My wife ain't thirsty. There's a difference. She's satisfied. Yeah. You feel me? I take care of home. Now, see, okay. If somebody ain't taking care of home, they might have a thirst one on their hand, but I take care of home. Now, I'm talking about the ones that's out there getting it the wrong way. There's a difference now.
What's the wrong way? Let me know.
She want another.
What's the wrong way?
What's the
wrong way?
Come on, now. If you gotta ask that question, then you already know.
I'm married to man, but my favorite any day now, so you know I'm straight on my head. But I'm just trying to figure out what the world's outlook is.
Okay, my thing is right here. When I said earlier about being real, don't come into the game acting one way and got a hidden agenda or hidden motive. That's the wrong way. Yeah. If you coming straight up telling me, look, I need this, because a lot of people now looking for financial security, which nowadays is rare. It's not going to happen like that. But if you coming up acting like this way, but you got a hidden motive or a hidden agenda, you're thirsty. You're doing it all wrong. Be upfront. Look, I need you to help me with this. I got a bill that, look, my job ain't helping me make it. I'm going to need your help. Can you help me? If you come up front like that off the top, it ain't nothing that you can't get. But if a man find out you lying, just to get it.
That is not true. That is so not true.
Okay.
You came up with this man talking about what's your name? That ain't kind of your face.
I'm going to need you to get a new phone.
I'm serious.
You need to fix your mic.
I'm sorry, y'all. It was on speakerphone. Okay, but that's not true. You talk to these men, and right off the back, you go to saying what you need and what you don't
have. I ain't saying the first day you meet them, hey, pay my bill. No, I ain't talking about like that. We talking about you got women that are faking relationship. You see what I'm saying? Now, you got
niggas that faking relationship.
I know. Hey, I ain't discriminating. You got some niggas that thirsty, too. What I'm saying is, be real about it. If you gonna come into be real about a relationship. Some folks just getting something to get what they can get and go. You know, we're not talking about people. They shine away from longevity now. You see what I'm saying?
So what about men?
They thirsty. That's a lot of men. There's a difference between being a man and being a boy. Men do what they want. Boys do what they can. You feel?
So the men who come in who just want to have sex with women who be like, hey, should I pay your bills? And whatever you pay her bills,
yeah, it's a situation.
Look, a nigga might be thirsty for tail. A nigga thirsty for the tail and a female thirsty for the money. You got two thirsty people. That's not a relationship. Ain't no ties to it. So, hey, like I said, to each his own.
Hey,
that's what it's a business. It's a business. You know what I'm saying? It's a business.
But everybody has both sides doing the same thing.
Yeah, you
is everybody not happy in their predicament, though? Everybody happy. She do what she want. She get what he want. Everybody happy.
Hey, that's a business proposition. That's what I'm saying. Look, I'm calling you because I want the nookie. You calling me because you want the cookies. Holla at your boy. That's all it is. You feel? You pay me, I'll pay you. You scratch my back, I scratch yours. That's how it works. So, hey, in other words, go ahead. Thank you.
Bye. We saw Ice Mike.
What you say now? Y'all good.
Hey, it's all good. Hey, I'm just glad I'm not in that predicament. You feel me? I'm just trying to hit.
We saw Ice Mike. We just, you know, you get hectic sometimes. We have conversations, you know.
Oh, no, there's nothing wrong with that, man. Hey, look, this is what this is about, man. This is live talk radio, man. 357 zone. If you can't handle being in the zone, I mean, like I said, change the station. This is what we do.
Hey, you know? Change the station.
We are
and change the error code. Yeah.
I think she hung up or whatever by her phone dropped.
Christina.
Nah, it hung up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, if you're listening, if you're still listening, get you another phone, okay?
She's a bitch.
Page plus track phone ain't working for you. It ain't working. Get you a contract phone.
Hey, man.
No, I'm just playing. Hey,
I'm just playing.
Right.
Shout out, friend. Hey, shout out to your friend for calling in. Thank you so much for calling in 357 Zone. That's how we do right here, man. We all family. You call in, we crack a joke. You crack a joke, we move on. You feel me? That's it. Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to get back.
I feel that.
Music. We got a couple more tracks we want to get to, man. Later on the show. Miss TJ, is there some more stuff you want to go over? I know there's a couple other topics you wanted to go over right quick, man, before we get up out of here.
Well, I just wanted to say, I'm sorry, Mike, go ahead.
No, that's it. I was just trying to see, you know what I'm saying, what topics you want to cover.
Okay. Now, speaking of, like I said, y'all, I'm a love hip hop Atlanta fan. I just wanted to, you know, this is kind of related. But y'all know Portia married to Cordell of the Atlanta Housewives. Now, they were supposed to be getting divorced a few months ago, and now some Atlanta millionaire has leaked these racist messages between Portia and another woman. So, yeah, you ain't looking so innocent now, girl. I just want to throw that out there. I wanted to express my hurt in the turnout of Will Smith and his son Jada Smith, their movie After Earth. It didn't do so.
Yeah.
It didn't do it.
It didn't do it.
Yeah, it didn't really do good.
Ice Mike, can I comment on both of those topics?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and do the Will Smith and what's his name, Jaden Smith. I'm gonna go ahead and get that movie and get that movie first. Shout out to Will and Jaden Smith for making a movie. It had good graphics and everything. But when you talking about Will Smith and his son doing a movie together, and it's not a drama, it's not going to be good. Those two together don't work good in action. They're more of a drama team to where you can actually feel.
I agree.
The feel the family vibe, you know what I'm saying? But them as being heroes of the lost earth, it's not going to happen.
Hold on. Let me say something else too, because this might be also why it flopped. I think they released it at the wrong time.
Timing is kind of important. Cause if you dropping something the same time as something else that you know that's gonna be hot, you ain't gonna do too good no way. Cause it's gonna be like watching The Temptations when Barry going to ask him, would you buy this album or a sandwich? If a nigga hungry, he gonna buy that sandwich before he buy an album. So I'm gonna get another movie for come see yours. Now to the thing about Portia and Cordell Stewart. Let me tell you something about Cordell Stewart. Cordell Stewart was a quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Cordell Stewart was one of the most dominant forces in the NFL. Being a black quarterback, you had to be on your P's and Q's. You had to dot every I and cross every T. Now, this did not sneak up on Cordell by a long shot. You can believe that. Because it was a reason why Cordell told her, I don't want you no more. Why?
He tried to divorce her.
Yes, because Cordell found out that she preferred liquor instead of punch. You understand what I'm saying? She like liquor.
Yeah,
She like liquor and she don't like punch. Now, in a different world, me, I took this to the best of both worlds.
Hold the hell on. You're not going to get away with that goddamn punchline.
In a different world, he could have had the best of both worlds. You feel what I'm saying? But at the same time, I understand where he came from. You know, that's what I was talking about earlier when I said people will be thirsty. They'll come in one way, but then try to live another way. Now, she being married to him, if he didn't sign a prenup, she entitled to half. You see what I'm saying? So she going to come in, and now she going to leave out with her little fortune and go do what she got to do. You understand what I'm saying? That's what I said about him being thirsty. Now you see what I'm talking about. Thank you so much, Miss TJ, for bringing up this help of Portia and my boy Cordell. Cordell, shout out to you, my friend. Shout out to you. Even though you look like a little lizard, you know, you kind of, you know, throw
yes,
a little bit.
Do.
You know,
yes,
but at the
do.
Same time, you smart,
out.
Cordell. You smart, Cordell. I knew you was a dominant black quarterback for a reason, because you smart. Now, all you got to do now is take those text messages and take them to the divorce court, and she won't get it done. You better be glad you ain't
get
a pregnant.
Well, no, nah, she ain't going to get no money because they ain't had no babies and...
You feel me?
Yeah.
Get her a little settlement. Get her an apartment in Decatur, and we'll holler at you.
Damn.
I mean, her folks got money anyway, right?
I don't know.
You know, do a little background work on that for me, TJ. Hey, we gonna ride with this one. And I want Cordell Stewart, if you're listening. If your cousin listening, if your aunties or anybody listening, tell Cordell to call. We'll talk to him. Tell I come to his house.
Okay.
I know where he stays. I know where he stays. He live right up here, like by Alpharetta, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Really?
I go knock on his door. Cordell.
Don't knock on the door. That's called stopping.
Hey, UPS knock on it though. Hey, why can't I knock on it though? Hey, I'll give me some little tight brown booty shorts as a boot.
They're gonna
see your ass. I'm gonna say, Cornetta, is it true? Do she like point or do she like liquor? And he gonna throw a football in the window and hit me in the head. But that's all right. It's all good. It's all good. Yeah, but Will Smith and his son in some tight spandex uniforms jumping out of an airplane into a lost world, he ain't gonna make no money. I guarantee they ain't even break even with that film. They finished off in the red with that one. So whoever produced that one, you lost.
I bet you learned this time. Don't do Will Smith and spandex with his son.
Learn today.
All right.
Everybody, we got to go ahead and get our final thoughts so we can get up out of here and get ready for Saturday. So, Bishop, you got any final thoughts before you go?
My final thought is right here. It's four letters. That's L, O, V, and E. That's love. Let's bring it back. Bring back the love. Love one another. If we learn to love each other, flaws and all, the world will be a better place. I guarantee it.
Thank you for calling.
And one more thing. Ladies, if you're wearing tight pants, please wear a thong. Don't wear granny panties. Thank you.
Oh, man.
Thank you. I get tired of seeing you digging in your duke and then smelling your fingers. Take a bath. The bishop left foot is about to leave the house because the bishop got to go finish cooking for the family. All right, Mike, I'm going to holler at you, man. When we get out the air, I'm going to hit you up, man. I got something to talk to you about. Lady, Miss TJ, I need you to go on Facebook and add me, Andre Andrews. Everybody that's listening, add me. Go to YouTube, type in Andre Andrews. Subscribe to the link. Bishop Left Foot, looking for love. Big things popping. Love y'all. Holler at you, 357. We out. Keep it in your head. Travel light. Look to the east. Holler at your boy.
All right. Salute.
That was the bishop, man. He out there saying, man. Miss TJ, you enjoyed the show, man? You enjoyed yourself today?
I enjoyed the show, man. I can't lie. Like, you know, that was live. I had to say that was all the way live.
So it's a lot better when I'm in place, huh?
Yeah, it's a lot better when you ain't doing like 18 things at one time. Know how you do multitask. You take multitask to the next level, though. Like, you multitask and then you like super multitask on top of that. Like, you on a whole nother level with the multitask.
Ah, nah, man. Just be grinding, man. I've been asleep too long, man. I've been far, you know, like it's waking the sleeping giant. You know, it's just that time. The 357 zone is like I tell everybody, I'm loading that 357 zone. Y'all don't know what I'm putting in that thing, but y'all better get ready because it's finna go in. We going in. We here. You know?
And we here already. We have arrived.
We are on the ride. Man, shout out to the Ruler T. You know what I'm saying? Hold it down live by Terrence Network. Y'all stay tuned, man. We got a 24-hour station. We about to drop very soon this fall, season one. Big ups to the whole team. Shout out to Ruler T tomorrow night, live by Terrence show. Make sure y'all tune in for that. Thursday night, turntable Thursdays. Friday morning, make sure y'all hit up Tweety B, 10 a.m., man, for Grown Folk Business Mondays. Me and TJ might have to crash the party of 10 a.m. Friday morning. We're going to come through that thing, Tweety B. So, you know, Friday morning, make sure y'all check out. Then, of course, Saturday night, we're going to be live in the mix. 357 zone, your boy Ice Mike, the girl.
Yeah, it's
been
y'all call for y'all go out to the club and go to your little parties and all what you gonna do on Saturday night for you.
If all the and
start spinning, you know, we gonna be there to clock you up for it all.
Right. And look, and say for all the people that staying at home, we got something for y'all too, man. We're gonna let y'all turn up too. For all the mamas that can't get out because they ain't got no babysitter, or your baby sick, or you just ain't got no money, or you just in the goddamn country. We gonna turn up for y'all too, man. 357 zone again. Soul for Sundays, 8 o'clock, right here. And Manic Mondays with Tweety B again. Like I said, the whole team, we doing this salute. We got a lot of great things. Shout out to Hey Rue over there with, you know, Tweety B. Shout out to Coach Herb, man. Just everybody, man. Everybody doing their thing. Shout out FOH Entertainment Atlanta. Check them out, freeofhate.com. You know, DJ Freak Nasty, DJ Knuckles, Boomerang's Bar and Grill in Montgomery, Alabama. Shout out to the Continentals up there in Birmingham. Mr. Mike, the CEO, salute. Shout out 357 Jamaica. Should be checking in. Salute down there. Barbados holding it down. Whoop, whoop. You know.
Whoop, whoop.
I'm telling y'all, man, the whole thing, 357 is worldwide, literally. Play with it. I don't talk. I talk a lot.
I'm all over the place.
But I don't talk. Y'all don't understand. It's a lot going on. I just don't tell you. So, you know, silly. Anything else you want to say, man? You know, before we get about it, we're probably just going to rock some music.
I just want to say I enjoyed, you know, on the show today. I'm hoping everybody have a blessed week, a safe week, a good week. I'm wishing great things to everybody this week. I just want to say, hey, give a shout out to Northwest, East, South Side of Montgomery, Livingston, Alabama, Birmingham, Alabama, Jordan in Birmingham, girl, I know you listening. Hey, all my family, Atlanta, Miss Riri, Cardinal, all y'all in Atlanta. My baby in Jacksonville, Florida. Hey, boo boo, Chris. My brother up in New York. Just want to give a shout out to everybody. Just everybody. I love y'all. Have a great week. We enjoyed being on the show today, and we're going to have more hot topics, more news, more talk, more discussion, more everything. When we come back, y'all just got to tune in Saturday, 7 to 9 p.m.
Central, everybody.
Yeah, with your girl and your boy on the line.
And look, 7 to, hold on, you got to make sure you say Central. 7 to 9 p.m. Central. So you all that's in
Central
a different time zone.
Yeah, you right, Central time.
Central time zone. We got people tuning in all over.
Because it's Pacific time.
Y'all already know, man. I got people all mad now. Man, I ain't heard you. Are you on the wrong day? It's your fault. I'm tired. Take me to Sunday.
Exactly.
That's what's up, man. Y'all don't forget, man, this Friday and Saturday, man, 357. Jacqueline's After Hours, holding it down right here, Auburn, Alabama. Your boy Ice Mike will be in the mix. You know, for the grown folks, Friday, exclusive Fridays right there, Jacqueline's. Saturday Night Live, we're going to be live with the Double Trouble DJs. We're just going to be in the mix all the day. I'm together right here, Auburn, Alabama. Make sure y'all come check us out. War Damn Eagle. Weagle Weagle. War Damn Eagle.
War Damn Eagle.
We about to get up out of here. We're going to ride this thing on out there with some music, man. So for the next, you know, 7 minutes, man, y'all just stay tuned. And, you know, you hear the theme song and know we're about this thing. So, TJ, till Saturday.
All right,
TJ, you know, man, you know I got to hit you up, man. We got to talk, man.
We at the top.
All right, y'all.
All right, I'm good.
That's what's up there. Well, we about the same, man. Y'all stay tuned, man. We're just going to keep it going.
For your safety, we do ask that all window shades are in the open position for takeoff and landing. Thank you for your attention and enjoy the flight. We should be airborne shortly.
Let's go. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, your pre-flight intro. I go by the name Tito.
I'm so cold.
Let's take a trip. Jupiter Jazz, slicker than Pluto Nash. But let's go faster, no. Ricky Bobby shaking, biggin' on that ass. I'm ahead of my class, so Kesha's number one. Every king gotta have a throne, like every queen gotta have good dome. Back to the future, that's where I'm going, cause I'm still home. Interruption, PCI, that's certified ass girl, BMI. Did you wanna ride, girl, do or die? That ass too perfect, CGI. I could be the man in your dreams, inception. Not to your heart, no misdirection. Look straight up, no misconception. Beat it like Fight Club, teach you a lesson. I'm professing for the way sidebar. Sometimes I get off topic. I'm known to get besides myself. My thoughts are so myopic. So when you say it's you, not me, I just say, bitch, stop it. This life's roulette. My words are bullets. Take this tongue and cock it. My flow's so extensive. Ain't no need to put it all out. Boy, I get so deep in. Ain't no need to pull it all out. Kelly, she ain't ready. Guess that mean I need to haul out.
treat my money like my nut. I balls my checklist, yeah, I'm groomed. Kiss my mama, kiss my brother, kiss my nephew before we doom. I'm back to try to save the world from all these fucking
Condoleezza. Give us a call,
334-578-1437. I just jumped out of the shower. It's about 7 p.m. Last night was crazier than ever. But tonight, I'm about to beat it in again. So I'ma spray my YSL on. So a pair of my true religions on. They not gon' understand, but my chain long. Stars in my ears, yeah, I'm diamond out.
Can't even see my watch in the light of disaster.
Taking over the game like LeBron in the club.
Xavier's new album, The Rise.
15 new tracks plus 2 mystery tracks.
Xavier's new album, The Rise, with his newly released song. Lotto. Plus bonus mystery track, Jim Jean. Download for free at www.xavier.com. Contact at Facebook and Twitter at Xavier Music.
That's XZAYVIER Music.
I'm logged in, Brian 10, know your forces, gone and forfeit. I never take a L, shawty, I got bars for life like I ain't never making bail. ATL, where I shop at, I'm in Atlanta Station, and all my don't bow. Cancer patients, damn, I made it, well, I act like it, not my cash, right and fast. Life is how I'm living, make it count it, then I spend it. Been a minute since I hit the club, but when I does, club showing love, they can't get enough. I propose a toast to making bread, get a cup, and anybody who was there when I was down, gonna live it up. Baby, I'm a star. Got bags in my pants, money rolled up in them Levi's. I meant Levi's, my bad. This lean got me real sleepy. Tell them haters, get they weight up. Drink some milk, eat you some Wheaties. I ain't playing around with these We just trying to get live. Brought MJ in his that drunk out of his mind. Got your girl trying to get high. She just wanna fit in. Told her, please hit your knees and get me like a split in. Damn. Now she loving the crew. Give a fuck if it's rude. I'm just stunting on you. Hit them all and dip.